Shamar Jobot, everybody. This is Mark with a Georgian ramble. We're talking to Mindia Arabuli, who is a scriptwriter and guy who's famous on the internet for knowing all of the glorious details of the beautiful Georgian language, and particularly for being an expert on Georgian slang. A lot of internationals or people who are non-native Georgian speakers are always wondering about Georgian slang. So our goal is to have a long list of important Georgian slang that people should know. And then we will get native speakers to pipe in with, we'll probably have a vote on what the top 10 of these are. Rambles are when with a particular one of the updates that the Rorschach has, where we just talk to somebody who's, you know, cool and interesting about something that is topical, and throw it out there every once in a while. And we've done a few of them for Georgia, and we'll hopefully get to some other countries soon. So without further ado, Mindia, welcome. And we'll start out with word number one, if that's okay, which is Tesli.
Hello, everyone. So Tesli's direct translation would be seed in Georgian, implying the, well, the male seed. But it is used as awesome, cool, in a context of addressing your friend or, you know, person close to you. And maybe you could address also a thing, you know, an item, an object. You could say, this is a Tesla car. This is a cool car. But originally, it meant it was like a vulgar term. It's still vulgar, but positively vulgar.
Huh. All right. Vibazrot. Or Rija Bazari.
Yeah. So Vibazrot is let's talk. It comes from the bazaar, meaning market. And Rija Bazari is bullshit talk. It's Rija means ginger. And I'm not sure how that did this, you know, connect with each other, but it means bullshit talk. Yeah.
Wait, Rija ginger meaning like somebody with red hair?
With red hair, yeah. If you're saying that someone is, and maybe it came from the Russian, you know, maybe etymology is in the Russian, because Rija is ginger in Russian. But the final meaning of it is, if we say vibazrot, it means let's sort something out, let's, you know, muse around something. But if you're saying that now whatever you tell me is Rija Bazari, it means that you are kind of it's an empty chatter. It's lies.
Interesting. All right. Obviously, anti-redhead there, which is, you know, through many, many cultures. I have my concerns, but okay, fine. All right. Shechema.
Shechema. So this is interesting. If we kind of break it down to its essential parts, it is you of mine, implying that you, if you tell someone shechema, the direct meaning would be calling someone your genitalia. But among close friends, this is kind of a more this is a jokey, you bastard, you prick, something like that.
But it is friendly.
Yeah, uh-huh. It is mostly friendly, but you have to know like the social distance between you, because sometimes when, you know, men usually start speaking with shechema, this means that they are really close friends now. They can upgrade their friendship to calling each other's genitalia.
Interesting. All right. Gaichite.
Gaichite is just show up, pull up. Also, you could say gachite, which means that, bring something, find something. If you tell someone, gachite dasalebi, which means that bring an alcohol to the party. But all, if you're having a party, telling someone gaichite, it's geared towards them. you are inviting them to the party, and it's very informal.
One of my personal favorites, and impossible to understand how Georgia works without understanding this physical location, Birja or Birjaviki.
Yeah. So Birja is essentially a gathering of young, or maybe not young, just gathering of men, mostly men, who have no other things to do. It's like idle gathering of men living around the, you know, maybe around the area. So they usually gather at some concrete place. Maybe this is, you know, a tree with a big shade. Maybe this is some construction in the yard. And they're just, you know, talking about politics, about, you know, whatever. And it's kind of an ironic commentary in that, because, you know, Birja comes from the actual, you know, stock exchange, because Birja in Russian is a stock exchange. So, yeah.
Yeah, I know. I remember in my old neighborhood, there were two Birjas. There was like the you know, the old guy's Birja, and then the Birja for their sons, who, you know, were also all Birja Vikebi, you know, like, but they were a different location. They were about just about 30 meters from each other, you know.
Yeah, it's creating the illusion of, you know, a serious and important conversation, sort of.
Exactly. All right. Another one of my personal favorites, Chalichi.
Well, Chalichi is, I thought about it. Chalichi, the best translation for Chalichi would be hustle. You just, yeah, just, you know, doing whatever to get whatever. And yeah, it's not, you know, if you say, if you ask someone what you're doing and they tell you Chalichob, I'm doing Chalichi, means that I'm not particularly keen on, you know, describing all the things I'm doing, but I am, you know, I'm on my way.
Yeah, I mean, I always felt like the implication was that in a bureaucratic system like the Soviet system, where it's impossible to do everything by the rules, you know, it was sort of one way or another, finding your way around the rules, not directly breaking them, but kind of figuring out solutions that, you know, get the job done, you know, and somebody who's good at that, Chalichi Meisteri.
Yeah. It depends on our context, because if you are like, if you are, you could use this in this, you know, in this, and, you know, give it this meaning. But if someone, in modern times, if someone says Chalichi, it just means that I'm doing gigs, like maybe to, you know, find some extra money or something like that.
All right. Ghadavi.
Ghadavi is a joke. It's just telling a joke. It's informal, making fun of something, maybe. Ghadaoba could be a, like, informal way of saying, you know, they're joking. Tell me this Ghadaoba. Or, you know, if you say he Ghadaobs, and it sounds very, like, archaic to me, because it, like, very, I don't know the etymology of it exactly, but it does sound like something, you know, came from before the centuries. But yeah, in modern understanding, it's just joking around, teasing.
And why is it slang, or is it just a word?
You know, in Georgian, for Georgian ears, this sounds informal. I don't know how it's explained, because if you're saying this form, humroba is a joke in Georgian, right? Humrob, something like that. But if you're saying radavi, it's more like not lighthearted, but it's even more unserious than humrob. Like, is probably, you know, originated, it may imply the inside joke, but not exactly, you know, not always. But the Ghadaoba, for some reason, for Georgian ears, it sounds a bit more informal than Humroba. That's a strange thing.
Huh. All right. Nasha.
Well, Nasha is, in Russian, it means ours. Probably this is, you know, the origin. And it means a chick, an attractive woman, a young woman, usually. And yeah, if someone is saying that someone is Magari Nasha, she's a, you know, hot chick. Just, you know, that's the meaning.
Kidia.
Kidia is, I don't give a damn. I don't care about it. But if you translate it directly, it hangs on my and then we don't specify on what. So originally, it was not original, but you know, you could mean any part of your body, even legs. And it's most, you know, most non-vulgar is pechazemk idea, that it hangs on my legs.
Huh? Yeah, I've heard people, I've heard Georgians say it hangs on my legs in English, which doesn't really mean anything. And I always wondered what they're talking about, but now it makes some sense. All right.
Yeah.
Konti or Hodi?
Well, this is a bit more abstract, and I was thinking about how to do, you know, how to explain this, but this is sort of, you could use it as to describe opportunity of something, you know, I have a hodi or I have a ponti of doing something. So this is implied opportunity. But also you could say that this, you could also use this to imply showing off. Like someone has a ponti and someone is, well, I'm struggling to explain this one. So mostly you would hear this word in a sense of opportunity, but opportunity very, very in very specific understanding. Because if you say, for instance, ponti arari, there is no ponti, there is no opportunity, or there is no chance. But also you might say that rapontia. And this is a bit confrontational. Rapontia is a, you know, what's the deal? Something like that.
Interesting. And Chodi, what, like, what's the connection with Ponti? It's just the same meaning, or?
Chodi, Chodi comes from Russian, Chod, which is maybe a direction, a moving towards something. And Chodi usually is more dynamic Ponti. So if you say that Chodi, it means basically the same, but Chodi means the, you know, the impulse. So if you say there's no impulse of doing something, or there is an impulse of doing something, it's an impulse opportunity.
But you use it in the same circumstances?
Yeah, mostly, yeah.
Okay. And Mughami?
So Mughami is a vibe, or the hang of something. You know, it comes from Azeri or Iranian, probably, you know, it comes from the East, Azeri culture. In Azerbaijan, Mughami is a, you know, literally a genre of songs, folk songs. But in Georgian, it's, it is more of a, you know, to get a feel for something, to get a feel or a, you know, vibe of something. If you say Mughami Yarmak, you would say that I don't have kind of an interest in this. I don't have vibe.
Techaps.
Techaps is literally, it breaks, and if we translate in English, it would be, it sucks. It's a letdown.
Huh. Another one that you hear a lot and very complicated, Gwemi, or its opposite, sort of, Svetsky.
Yeah, yeah. So Gwemi is comes most probably from Jewish, and it's originally, it means non-Jew person in Jewish, but in Georgian it means uncool. So it would be unsophisticated person, the one who has you know, social qualities of a you know, wooden axe, something like that. And the, yeah, and the opposite of it, you already mentioned the Svetsky, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it comes from Russian. It means essentially, you know, a person of person from the high society. But Svetsky and Svetsky is used ironically. If you, you know, it is a, like a socialite. If you call someone Svetsky, you are not making a compliment towards them. You are just, you know, saying ironically, may too high, like, you know, too pompous person.
Ah, okay. All right. So it's Goimi is just somebody who's not sophisticated. Svetsky is somebody who's pretending to be sophisticated, but is in fact Goimi.
Well, maybe if you, you know, you could, you know, look at this this way, but usually it's a pretentious person. Yeah.
Got it. Okay. Damerha or Damensra?
Well, the origins of those words, both words, are connected to the masturbation. Literally, it means I am, not literal, but in translation, it means I'm screwed. If you say that Damerha, you're like, you're implying the direction towards yourself. So the direction of the masturbative act. But they, it means I'm fucked, I'm screwed. Huh.
Okay. Kaipi.
Kaipi, yeah. So this one is a, this one comes from, actually looked at it from Arabic. It means pleasure in Arabic. And in Georgian, it means high. You know, just, you know, a buzz, a pleasure, you know, a good time. You could imply that, I mean, you could say that kaipi is a drug-induced high, but not necessarily. You know, if you say that this is a sakaipo situatia, the situation is very pleasurable.
Huh. All right. Vaselina.
Yeah, it's simple and straightforward. It means Vaseline, the someone who has a quality of a Vaseline. So someone who is, you know, eager to crawl into someone else's dark places.
well, I mean, what is trying, like, is sort of an ass kisser or somebody like complimenting a flatterer or something like that? Ah, okay. All right.
An ass kisser. Yeah.
Got it. All right. And Masti.
It's a, you know, it's also abstract thing. It's just you know, used to describe someone, like it's got a type of a person. Rogori Mastia, what kind of a person he is or she is. A dude also. Virats Masti, some kind of a guy, a dude, some kind of a person. And Masti comes from the, probably, you know, again, comes from the Russian. It is used in Russian to codify, so not codify, but to describe the codes of the cards. So the four cards in Russian, it's called, Mast in Russian. So in Georgian, they use Masti as, you know, what kind of a genre he is.
Huh. Pizdets.
Yeah, so this comes from, again, from Russian. It means extreme catastrophe, like, you know, the degree of something very intense experience, negative usually. But it can be also used to, you know, like an interjection to describe something that is, you know, sublime. But the word itself means vagina, cunt in Russian. So if you, and it kind of migrated to Georgia, Georgia doesn't, you know, doesn't carry the same meaning, but it is mostly used to show some situation going very in a catastrophical way.
Like a train wreck.
Yeah, like a train wreck. You know, for instance, you could say that today's Georgian politics are in a state of pizdets.
Got it. Zvetshi.
Zvetshi is a for sure. So it once again comes from Russian, means color in Russian. And if we kind of, the direct translation is in the color. So, but the meaning of it is a definitely. You know, in for sure, this is, you know, just direct. Maybe also now I thought maybe also the in Russian the other meaning of, you know, tsvetshi is in bloom, like when things are blooming. You know, they used to, you know, describe this blooming process. So maybe this is this has to do something with the slang. Yeah, but it is for sure. Now we see it.
Interesting. Dvizhenia.
Once again from Russian. In Russian, it means moving, movement. And in Georgian, it's kind of migrated to mean some sort of a happening, a situation, activity. You might, you know, ask, what's the dvizhenia? Or, you know, let's do the dvizhenia. Or dvizhenyob. It's like in Russian word in Georgian syntax and in Georgian morphology. And this just implies that I'm active.
Simon.
This is a strange slang because it's a male name. It's a name. It's a Simon, essentially. And usually in Georgia, Simon is associated with Kutaisi, where people are using this to address each other. Address each other informally. It's like, hey, you. And it's it's a friendly term, but sometimes people use this to kind of emphasize something that they mean. So I don't know who is the Simon that they are referencing to or they're referring to, but yeah, that's the function of it.
Interesting. Okay, Babu.
Babu in Georgian is a grandfather, and it's used by young people to address each other in a revered way, like to pay respect to each other. It's a kind of we call them babulikebi. Maybe you've heard this. This is a young man of a sort of a criminal mindset, mentality, not necessarily. If I would explain Babulik a bit, would be the young men who are a bit too much into Scarface, and though those people are usually addressing each other with affection, saying Babu, granny, grandfather, and yeah, that's the function of it.
So it's like sort of the Achali Zveli Bichebi.
I think that Babulik a bit are the Zveli Bichebi. So. Yeah, old guys, good fellas.
All right. Itogshi.
Once again, from Russian, itog is a conclusion. In Russian and in Georgian, this means just, in conclusion, basically, in the end. You would say something and say itogshi and then summarize it.
Nagli.
Nagli is a shameless person, essentially. The one who is, the one who acts in social situation a bit too shamelessly, but shameless maybe not necessarily, not an exhibitionist or something, but a brazen person who is a unpleasurable to communicate with.
Yeah, I am. The way it was described to me was that if you're smoking a cigarette and somebody comes up and says, could I have a cigarette? And you say, yeah, sure, here. And then they say, look, I really smoke a lot and the nearest budka is two blocks away. Could I have six cigarettes just because, I really I need to have lots of cigarettes. That's not good.
Yeah, exactly. That's not good. That's a perfect example.
Makuti.
So this is ready, the cash that you have ready, essentially. If you're saying maguti, it means cash. It's informal for money, and usually means I don't have. If you say that someone has maguti, you are implying that they are that they have some money at hand.
Mahatia.
So it is directly translation. The direct translation is, it's drawn on me, it's painted on me. So this means I don't care. Its implication is that it is painted on my genitalia, would be the whole sentence. It means that I don't care about it.
Zersky.
Zersky is edgy. It just, once again, comes from Russian. And it means just edgy person.
Edgy in what way? Meaning like a little sort of avant-garde, a little kind of wild, like.
Yeah, kind of wild, maybe a kind of. So if we take, for instance, Nagli and Zersky, both act in an edgy way, but you might like the Zersky one. And most, you know, if you are saying that someone is Zersky, it's a cool, edgy, maybe a little bit dangerous, but still you are kind of enamored with them.
Huh. Gachedba.
Gachedba, you know, direct translation would be to be stuck. And is the another word is gadameketa, which means that I got shut down. And the implication is that boiling over. So, you know, my emotional or my mental state boiled over and I did something that I didn't have. I lost control. So gachedba is essentially losing control. And, you know, if you're saying that someone gachedba, you mean that they got stuck and maybe they are, you know, you can't talk with them anymore because the words don't work anymore. But yeah, it's essentially losing control.
Hmm. Kishkaoba.
Kishkaoba is eating. Feast. Well, it is eating with a pleasure because once again from Russian, it means intestines, kishka. And yeah, gut. It's gutting, intestining. It's a direct translation.
Huh. Gasuli.
Well, gasuli literally means the one who went out, and it is out there. So you would say that someone is out there, you know, but also eccentric. But you can use this in a positive way. You would say that he's gasuli in his, you know, things. But also gasuli is origin is from someone being crazy high and out there.
Hmm. Serva.
It's a Russian and it means just bitch. Usually it's used towards women. And yeah, that's what it means Russian, it means Georgian.
All right. And then our last one. Gruzini.
Yeah. So once again it comes from Russian. But in Russian it spells with G, Gruzin, which is Georgian. Although in Georgian people who are anti-Russian and people who are who want to, you know, insult people who are pro-Russian change the G with Georgian sounding R. Because if we say Gruzini, the first three letters, Gru, sound the same in Georgian as oink, like the sound a pig makes.
Ah.
So you would say oink, sorry, oinkian, like the one who is pro-Russian, the one who is pro-pigs, as, you know, Georgians like to call Russians. And yeah, that's the plain words.
Ah, okay. All right. So it's pro-Russian Georgians.
It's pro-Russian Georgians, or maybe a bit, you know, yeah, it's mostly pro-Russian Georgians. The one who is, you know, treacherous or something like that, the one who maybe, usually those people are kind of claiming to be conservatives and patriots and something like that, but from the more, you know, progressive stand, they are usually, it's, you know, word of insult, and the people are calling them Gruzini. It's like the sound that pig makes. You're not supposed to be called Georgian. You're supposed to be called this.
Got it. All right. Mindia, thanks again. Really, really appreciate it. I've learned a lot. I hope I can remember them. Like I said, we're gonna put up a survey so that people who actually are native Georgian speakers can tell us which they think are the most important for those of us who are not to know to better understand the Samshoblo. And thank you very much. I encourage everybody particularly the Georgian speakers, to find Mindia Adabuli on social media, because he's everywhere and the stuff he says is insightful, cool, and hilarious. So thank you very much, and we look forward to talking again sometime.
Thank you, Mark. It's been great.